Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Because again, this is increasing, which again is what we've been talking about off and on for several years, laying the foundation for spiritual deception. This is obviously something that's of great interest to people. We can tell that when we open the phone lines up. I did mention yesterday someone called in talking about abductions, and I said I would pick up on that today, and I will. I don't believe these people are being taken off somewhere. I guess I have a difficult time thinking that the descriptions of some of these people laying in their bed and having an encounter and then being physically taken up through the roof and passing through the wood and the sheetrock and the roofing, that's a little starting to be of concern to me in regards to how much power a demon can have. Obviously, they have some power, but they don't have the same level of power that God would have when it comes to what they can physically do to other people. How they're able to manifest themselves and change their appearance and that kind of thing is certainly up for debate or speculation. We know that angels do appear in the Bible, and that they even have appeared and apparently with Jesus partake in a meal. So there is the biblical evidence of angels being able to appear and manifest themselves in a way to communicate. In fact, the Bible even says that some have entertained angels unaware. That would lead one to believe that fallen angels can also take on various appearances. Again, some of this becomes speculation at some point, but I have a difficult time with the idea that these people are being physically transported. I think, and again, it's my opinion, people are free to disagree, I think it's probably more consistent with the different experts I've talked to over the years that what is happening is there is a controlling of their mind. There is a perception that is given that makes these people believe that their surroundings have changed and that they have somehow been taken somewhere else or, on a spacecraft. I don't know if astro travel is involved at all. I mean, this is the idea, the concept where your spirit can leave your body. I do know that there are those who have been involved in the occult that talk about having been involved in astro travel or very close to it, where they felt their spirit leaving their body. I think Dave Hunt writes about that in one of his books, about something that happened to him one day when he was, I think he was laying on a ship or laying on the deck of a boat or something. I'll have to go back and check. And of course, Dave Hunt went on to be one of the greatest Christian authors on end times, occultism, the rise of occultism, and what's happening today. So I'm not so sure that these people are being physically abducted. So I guess partly I would say to people who are scared that, think they might encounter a demon, quote, extraterrestrial, which would be a demon, and that they could somehow just grab you and capture you. No. From my research and reading books and interviewing people on this over the years, almost everybody that had these encounters and was then physically somehow fooled around with or given the perception of having been transported somewhere, almost down to a person, they were involved in occultic activity. They had, in other words, opened up and given permission for this behavior to occur. So if you're listening today and you're thinking, oh, wow, this is really scary, I don't want to think about this, I don't want to ever be, find myself being accosted like that, I don't believe it's something that we as Christians have to worry about, as long as you're not fooling around with, and I don't even think non-believers have to really worry about it too much, unless they are fooling around with the things of the occult. If you start fooling around with tarot cards or a Ouija board, seances, then you're opening yourself right up. And I know that, again, according to many experts I've interviewed and many books I've read on this topic over the years, almost to a man, these people that had these experiences were first doing something to engage in and open the door to some kind of a cultic activity and interaction. So anyway, I'm gonna come back to this topic here in just a second. But first, I want to go to some of the news. This hike in the interest rates yesterday, I dealt with it in greater detail last night. If you want to go to WVWTV.com, you'll find several interviews I did last night with Wes Peters, with Dan Eastman on this whole situation of this interest hike. I thought these guys were, I don't want to say smart enough because I don't want to give them too much credit, but I thought they were at least not so tone deaf as to think that right now is a good time to raise interest rates. We saw what that interest rates rise has already done in pushing down the value of the bonds and hurting some of these banks. And again, some of this has been due to the rise of interest rates, but some of it has also been due to the bad financial decisions by these banks. So there's contributing factors. But raising interest rates right now, apparently many agree, is not a good thing and a good time. Unless your goal is to cause more smaller banks to collapse, collapsing enough small banks in order to eventually end up with just a few banks, which, by the way, you'll now be nationalizing our banks. This is, and many are saying that Joe Biden's regime already did this with the decisions they're making. Unconstitutional decisions, by the way, to intervene as they are. There's apparently on a quest to destroy the smaller mid-sized banks and leave us with only a few, and then the Great Reset. And these big banks will be able to go to ESG, the environmental, social governance ideas, it's social credit scores, if you will, for corporations. And I dealt with this last night with Dan Eastman and others, and that is, if we go to the social credit scores for companies, ESG scores, think of them as social credit scores, politically correct, radical environmental scores for businesses. What is the largest employer in America? It's small business, right? Small business. How many small businesses need lines of credit? They need credit, right? A lot. A lot depend on lines of credit. Almost all of them depend on lines of credit of some kind. Even if it's just a credit card, even if they have a credit card, a business credit card that has a available balance of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and they pay that balance off every month, but they do use that to make purchases. They use that to make large purchases of things they need for their business, product. Materials, maybe it's food, whatever it is. It's many, many, many small businesses use credit. Even if they're not racking up credit as debt, they still use credit, right? They still use credit cards because it's a very quick way to order what they need, and then they get their statement all in one, all of their expenses for that month in one statement they can give to their accountant, and then they pay their balance off and they start again. Do you realize where we're going with these ESG scores for small businesses and you go down to just a few banks? Do you realize the evaluation they're going to do on companies and then they're going to decide who it is they now want to extend credit to and who they don't? And the penalty they could put on small and medium-sized businesses with increased interest rates as part of the penalty are increased fines or service fees? Really, let's call them what they are, penalties. Because you're not politically correct enough. You're involved in a business they deem is, putting out disinformation, misinformation, is not environmentally sound. In my worldview report for tonight, I'm talking about a doctor that's losing his license, his certification, because he prescribed ivermectin, saved a lady's life. got her out of the hospital and saved her life using ivermectin. He's losing his certification because he is being accused of putting out misinformation and disinformation on his own private channels, like Rumble. His own private videos and communication and speeches he's given. And so what I believe we're seeing here is an orchestrated attempt at bringing down the smaller banks, consolidating everything into bigger banks that are, by the way, all a part of the club. Many of them are a part of the club. Remember, there's about 12 big banks that make up the Federal Reserve, given a charter by Congress in 1913. And these banks, you can take it to the bank, these banks will be involved in this politically correct agenda. Remember also that the World Economic Forum has openly bragged, and we've shown the document, the screenshot from their website many times, that they want all of us to have a digital ID to get online. To get online, to run a website, to have commerce online, to be able to do banking, to get a loan. Can you imagine if Hitler had had this kind of technology in his day? How long do you think it's going to be before I have no credit cards that I can use? How long do you think it's going to be before they say, we're not going to allow you to have all of this content out online and streaming? Or it becomes very, very expensive beyond what it already is. I mean, I just found out last night about thousands of dollars a month we're spending that I didn't know about. It sounds stupid that I wouldn't know about it, but I have a tax attorney, I have accountants, I have people that help me with all this stuff, and I had a bill put in front of me. I'm like, what is this for? And it was a bill that had to do with not streaming. I know what that streaming bill is every month. It's about $4,500 to $5,000 a month. But then there's a storage bill and a compression bill for compressing all the files. And that was an additional over $5,000. I'm like, what? So if I add these two bills together, we're around $9,000 a month to put out free streaming and programming to people? Well, no wonder everybody puts this behind a paywall increasingly, right? Most everybody now today is putting everything behind a paywall. And that's why. Well, we're endeavoring to continue to do things the way we do them. That's our goal, is to continue to offer everything we're doing so that people can watch it on demand right now for free at WVWTV.com or listen to the radio show at WorldviewRadio.com after we go off the air live. Because we want, at this day and time, to help people understand what's happening through the lens of a Christian worldview. But can you imagine what they are going to be able to do to groups like me, people like me, and many of you listening today that have small businesses, and they figure out very quickly who we are and what we believe. Just like Leo Holman having his book taken off of Amazon. But yet there are other books out there, Muslim Mafia, Todd Benzman's book that has jihad in the subtitle. Why are they going after Leo? Don't forget, last year a bank debanked Mike Lindell. We'll be right back.
I've heard of someone being de-pants, but I've never heard of someone being de-pants.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. I saw an article last night, and I was just looking for it again, but I can't find it. It was an article someone was writing, and it was an excellent article about what is going on with these pronouncements by, here we go. Here it is right here. We are headed for another train wreck. Bill Ackman blames Janet Yellen for starting the bank run. Yesterday morning, we joked that every time Janet Yellen opens her mouth, stocks dump. Well, it wasn't a joke, as we repeatedly noted today. While Jerome Powell was talking there was a violent market reaction in either direction to his most important Fed decision and presser of 2023. Treasury Secretary, with all the grace of a senile 76-year-old elephant in a China market, uttered the phrase, and the rest was silence, or rather selling. Commenting on our chart, Bloomberg's Mark Cudmore noted it was Yellen who was, quote, to blame for the stock slump, end quote, pointing out that the, quote, pessimistic turn in U.S. stocks began within a minute of Janet Yellen starting to speak, end quote. Now, what this guy goes on to say is that, Bill Ackman goes on to say, is that these guys are the ones creating the problem. He tweeted this out. He said, yesterday, Secretary Yellen made reassuring comments that led the market and depositors to believe that all deposits were now implicitly guaranteed. That, coupled with a leak suggesting that U.S. Treasury, FDIC, and Secretary Yellen were looking for a way to guarantee all deposits, reassured the banking sector and depositors. Remember that? What was it going to be, like $18 trillion? We're just going to guarantee it all. We mentioned that the other day, and I was like, wow, talk about modern monetary theory. Just print up the money, create the digit. Well, he goes on to say, this afternoon, Secretary Yellen walked back yesterday's implicit support for small banks and depositors while making it illicit that system-wide deposit guarantees were not being considered. We've gone from implicit support for depositors to Secretary Yellen's explicit statement today that no guarantee is being considered, with rates now being raised to 5%. 5% is a threshold that makes bank deposits that much less attractive. I would be surprised if deposit outflows don't accelerate effective immediately, end quote. Bill Ackman concluded by repeating his ask, a comprehensive deposit guarantee on America's $18 trillion in assets. He says this, a temporary system-wide deposit guarantee is needed to stop the bleeding. The longer the uncertainty continues, the more permanent the damage is to the smaller banks and the more difficult it will be to bring their customers back, end quote. But as we noted previously, pointing out, you know, the math, absent bipartisan congressional intervention, which is very much unlikely until the bank crisis gets much, much worse, this won't happen. Instead, the Fed will continue putting out bank fires after bank fire, even as it keeps hiking to overcompensate for its transitory inflation. So the bottom line here, folks, is this isn't over. And I would go back to what I said the other day, and that is that for some of you, this is a blessing in disguise, because this whole thing could have just collapsed in the matter of one day. We have played the video multiple times, the audio multiple times, of Representative Democrat from Pennsylvania talking in 2008 about how the whole banking system was collapsing in 2008, and they had to close everything down, stop the digital run on the banks, close everything down, and then offer a guarantee of $250,000 in FDIC to stop that, and pump a ton of money into the system in 2008. But he went on to say on C-SPAN how in a matter of one day, the entire U.S. economy and world economy could have collapsed if these measures had not been taken. Now, that could have happened last week, the week before, last month, whenever. I think in one regard, many of us are very, very blessed to have this opportunity to make decisions. The question is, will Americans wake up, pay attention, turn off the sports, and secure their futures? Sadly, many people don't have that option. They're just doing good to make it month to month. But for other people who have businesses, they're right now trying to figure out, will they have the necessary funds available to them to make payroll, given this environment going forward? And many people are now, and I did go into a major, major bank, as I told you last week, the Monday after all this happened. It happened on a Friday, this SVB, and I went into a major bank on a Monday, and I asked the banker, how was business? What was going on? And the banker, to my surprise, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was trying to get a feel of the land, you know, lay of the land, said, oh, we're very busy. And I said, busy what? People taking money out? No, people putting money in. I said, what? Yeah, they're closing down their accounts at the smaller banks and coming to us. Wow. The poor smaller bank. And some of those banks, by the way, are family-owned. They're generational banks. They're not, those are not massive corporate banks. Those are regional banks, and many of them are very small banks that are family-owned. Their families started those banks several generations ago. So I believe what we're seeing now is deliberate. There's another article over at worldviewreport.com titled, Bank Crisis Survivors Remember How Fast Dominoes Can Fall. It's an article from Yahoo Finance. But yep, people need to realize how fast these things can happen. Well, there's more articles over there at worldviewreport.com than we have time to get to today. Here's one. Gold prices could notch at an all-time high soon and stay there. You guys watching the gold price, silver price? I watch it every day. Kind of gives us an idea of what's going on. Here's another one. 70 migrants on terror watch list apprehended this year after crossing border. How many weren't caught? That's 70. They're on the terror watch list that were caught. Last night I dealt with this. China, Russia deploying space weapons to attack U.S. satellites. They've put up over 35 of these satellites in the last 6 months. Went into a deep interview last night with a former military guy who's an expert on missiles and space, and warning, this is just another sign they're preparing for war. At the same time, by the way, an Israeli retired general saying Israel is likely to go to war with Iran in the next 3 months. I can't even imagine how on fire this world's going to be. Xi Jinping, as we all know by now, deliberately on video, talking to Putin as Xi Jinping gets ready to leave Moscow the other day. They stop at the front door just before Xi Jinping steps back into his limousine to go back to China. They stop at the front door where all the cameras are. They shake hands, and Xi Jinping calls Putin his, quote, dear friend, end quote, and says, quote, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years, and we are driving it, end quote. Well, what could they be talking about? Well, one of the things they could be referring to is the world petrodollar. The world petrodollar. America has driven the order of the world with most of the industrialized Western nations since the petrodollar was created. Since the world was using the American dollar. And then, of course, the petrodollar came along during Nixon. China's saying, we're going to run the new order. We're going to run the new order. And of course, we know that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, at Argentina, Saudi Arabia seems to be jumping in, Iran's jumping in. These guys are coming after the U.S. dollar. Again, I go back to the quotes from the new way of warfare, from unrestricted warfare, written in 1999 by two Chinese communist colonels saying what they would do with financial warfare. And they will, as we had a video we played and then did an interview with Kevin Freeman, they admitted they would kick us while we're down. They were waiting for a financial crisis, and then they will exploit it. And I don't know what he's referring to here, but when he says change is coming, that it hasn't happened in 100 years and we're driving it, this is economic warfare. So again, maybe we have been given an opportunity to make some changes. I do know the guys in the gold business, particularly the guys we work with, they can't answer the phones fast enough. And I find that very interesting that they can't answer the phones fast enough. I don't give financial advice, I give financial opinion. We were telling this audience for years, why would you wait until it pops up to $2,000 an ounce? Why would you wait? Why would you not do something sooner rather than later? You know the old saying, buy low, sell high? Why are you going to wait until we're on the verge of a financial collapse and then pay more than you would have to, or have a hard time getting anyone on the phone? Well, now that's exactly what's happening. These guys are working massive hours, literally 6 days a week, 6.5 days a week, some of them tell me. And some of the people they said they talked to a year ago that were interested and then decided no, they weren't interested, are now telling them, I got to talk to you, I got to talk to you, I got to talk to you. They're so nervous and want to, and they're like, we're doing our best. But this apparently is the way a lot of people in the world and a lot of Americans, they don't respond until there's a crisis. They don't get off the dime until there's a crisis. Well, many people are now awake. So it's going to be very interesting. All right, let's transition. I want to go now back to the idea of UFOs and how this is setting the stage for a massive spiritual deception. I've talked a lot about Helena Blavatsky, who started the Theosophical Society in 1875. Of course, I've talked a lot about Alice Bailey, another, you know, considered mother of the New Age movement. Listen to what Helena Blavatsky said. Quote, to oppose the materialism of science and every form of dogmatic ideology, especially the Christian, which the chiefs of society regard as particularly pernicious, to make known among Western nations that long suppressed facts about Oriental religious philosophies, their ethics, chronology, esotericism, symbolism, to counteract as far as possible the effects of missionaries, to delude the so-called heathens and pagans as to the real origins and dogmas of Christianity and the practical effects of the latter upon public and private character in so-called Christian countries, end quote. What did I tell you guys the other day? These people's writings are replete with their hatred of Christians. And many of these people have been laying down the narrative that when millions go missing from the planet, everything's going to be better. Because these people were so busy trying to proselytize the heathens and the pagans and their dogmatic beliefs, and they've got to go. When I come back from the break, I'm going to read to you more from a few authors that claim that they're channeling extraterrestrials. And the reason I'm doing this is to show you that when our Pentagon, working with Harvard, puts out a paper, March 7th, 2023, saying that there's a mothership between Earth and the Sun sending probes to the Earth, and there might be extraterrestrials, they're speaking demonic teaching. Does your family have an emergency freeze-dried food supply? We offer it at WVWTVstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life, and it's actually really good. I've had freeze-dried food for my family on hand since 2013. We have available gluten-free. We have a 3-month pack, a 1-year, a 2-year. Many of you are ordering 1 and 2 year, and now we're offering free freight. For some of you, because you're ordering so much, that's going to save you hundreds of dollars. We also have a mega protein kit with real meat and the ultimate breakfast kit. They come in individual pouches, easy instructions to follow, a 25-year shelf life. You can order now at WVWTVstore.com or call 901-468-9357. WVWTVstore.com or call and have all your questions answered by calling 901-468-9357. Your family should have an emergency food supply on hand. Thank you for your support and making your order. All right, welcome back. All right, so there's this book called Earth the Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library, okay? Now, again, they believe these are extraterrestrials that they're talking to through, well, however they communicate with them. Oftentimes, the most popular way, according to the occultists and the New Agers, to talk to a spirit or master guide is through drugs or hypnosis. So whatever it is they're doing to encounter these people, they're doing it deliberately. They know what they're doing, and they claim to communicate with them regularly. I wouldn't advise it, but you can go on to YouTube, and you could type in Pleiadians, Pleiadians, and you'll find some really weird people. I put into a search engine the other day to see what I'd find in regards to people talking about Pleiadians. And sure enough, there was a lady. Apparently, she's got a pretty big following. And she was ready to deliver to her audience via her video the latest message from the Pleiadians. But apparently, she's channeling. Now, these are people, are entities, supposed to be extraterrestrials. You and I know they're demons. Found it very interesting. Not only was it really creepy, but what made it creepy in part was as she was talking to the camera, their eyes opened, setting up that she was about to start revealing a message. When she stopped talking personally to the audience and started, from my belief, you know, what I was watching, she stopped talking to the audience as herself and then began to convey the message that the Pleiadians apparently want us to know, the Earth to know. When she started speaking and revealing what they were apparently saying, she closed her eyes and she kept them closed. And it was almost like she was in some kind of altered state or trance and was relaying this message she was receiving. It was weird and was creepy. And I didn't watch very much of it before I said, that's enough of that. But the point I'm making is the internet is full of people that claim to be channeling these Pleiadians. And they not only write books on it, they produce regular videos updating anyone that wants to follow this doctrine of demons, how it is we on Earth should be thinking and responding to what's happening in the world. Now, we just heard from Helena Blavatsky how much she hates Christians. We got the same thing from Alice Bailey. But in the book, Earth, Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library, we're told that Mother Earth is, quote, a living biological entity. She is alive, end quote. In the book, the Pleiadians declare, well, the following. Quote, there will be a return, an awakening to Mother Goddess energy. You will find in this decade that all of your religions are based on a false ideal. They are all based on a controlling, cold-hearted, patriarchal movement. When in actually it is the Mother Goddess who is behind all things. Your planet must learn who the goddess is as a creator. End quote. Do you realize what's going on here? The idea of God, Jesus, salvation found in Christ alone, a man, the God-man, fully God, fully man. This is highly offensive to the occultists and the New Ager who really believe, folks, if you go study the occultic Gnosticism, that believe that God was the one enslaving man with this patriarchal system, where God creates man and woman. He took and made woman out of man, woman, and she was to be his helper. And God ordained the roles there and the sexuality there. And God was controlling them, enslaving them. And you know what it says here? Based on controlling, cold-hearted, patriarchal movement. But it was Eve who had the guts and the courage to not listen to these rules, this fundamentalism, this ideology imposed by God from selfish motives to keep control over her. She had the guts and the courage to go and actually eat of the fruit per the advice of the serpent. And the serpent told her, look, if you do this, you're going to be empowered. You'll be like God. God didn't really mean this. This isn't really true. In other words, this isn't really true. God is manipulating you. He's not being honest with you because he knows that when you eat of this fruit, you will be like him. He doesn't want you to be like him. He wants to keep you under control. So Eve eats of the fruit and her eyes are opened, and she now is able to control her own future and own destiny. She is broken free from the God-dominated patriarchal system. Eve saved the human race by breaking free. That's what they teach. God is the one who is evil. Eve and Satan are the good ones. Satan, in the form of a serpent, set Eve free. Isn't this what the Bible says? Good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. Everything turned upside down. And so in the feminist Gnosticism, man's global salvation comes from Eve. Man, a patriarchal society, coming from the Bible, is that enslavement. It is the goddess Earth, pantheism, all is God. God is all that sets man free. Nothing new here. Genesis 3. Let me give you another quote. This is from Timothy Green Beckley. I think I quoted him the other day in his book, New World Order. Quote, Jesus was taken up into heaven. He was levitated by a spaceship under our command. Again, this is supposed to be communicating back from the extraterrestrial commander known as Ashtar Command, which again is very interesting because Ashtar and Ishtar come out of the same word. Go study Ashtar and Ishtar, and Ishtar comes right back to a fertility god and right back to Babylonian religious systems. Another name for Semiramis. Semiramis, the queen of Babylon. Mother Earth, Gaia, Earth worship. These are all names. Semiramis is known as Gaia, Venus. These are all the same names. Why different names? Babylon. God confused their language. They spread all over the globe, took these words with them in their language, in their Babylonian religious systems. So this extraterrestrial commander of the Ashtar Command is, again, being channeled, supposedly. And in the book, New World Order, by Timothy Green Beckley, this extraterrestrial, which is a demon, writes, quote, Jesus was taken up into heaven. He was levitated by a spaceship under our command. He will be brought back in a similar fashion. Whoa. Wait a minute. Doesn't that kind of fit with what Ron Carlson was saying at the end of his book in 1994? Don't be shocked, folks, if some kind of advanced spacecraft lands and out walks some kind of benevolent extraterrestrial who can be the technological savior for the world. Well, look at all that has occurred since 94 with the thrust for a technological savior, the mainstreaming of UFOs. I mean, a few years ago, you couldn't even talk about this on radio or TV. It would be right in there at line with Bigfoot. But now it's so mainstream, our own Pentagon is putting out papers March 7th, 2023, saying, oh yeah, there might be a mothership between Earth and Sun sending probes to the Earth with extraterrestrials that are not of a biological nature, by the way. And so here is the doctrine of demons. This demon posing as an extraterrestrial saying, no, Jesus was really part of us. He will be brought back in a similar fashion. The man you call Jesus of Nazareth has the most powerful aura of anyone born on your planet. You know the auras? That's what a lot of mysticism and meditation, yoga is about, you getting your their chakras in line, making the natural world dissolve, the spiritual world becoming reality. He has the most powerful aura of anyone born on your planet. He was truly holy. He was truly wise, and yet many of your people refuse to acknowledge him. There have been many other wise men, not as of such a high caliber. Jesus shall return to your planet in the not-too-distant future. He is waiting and biding his time for his return. Jesus, as your holy book, the Bible says, everyone will see him descend from the sky. He will come surrounded by a fleet of glittering spaceships, objects which you call UFOs, end quote. Is that not fascinating? Satan is so busy trying to lay down the foundation to explain away the Jesus of the Bible, that he was just some kind of one of many holy teachers. There are many holy teachers and many holy books. He's one of many, but he was a great one. He was wise. He had a great aura about him. And he's coming back. And he's coming back on a spaceship. Ron Carlson was way ahead of his time, wasn't he? Here's another one. According to this New Age book, it was a little booklet. Shamanism, a Beginner's Guide. Talks about Mother Earth, Earth Mother. Quote, furthermore, because we understand that Earth Mother is alive and conscious, we revere and honor her as the giver and sustainer of life. The shamanic path leads us into a loving relationship with Earth Mother. We can pray to her for guidance, comfort, and well-being, for she is our mother, end quote. Why? Because supposedly, again, if you believe in Darwinian evolution, everything came from the earth. Matter preceded man. Here's another quote. This is The Fellowship. This is by a book called The Fellowship by Brad Steiger. And he's talking about the spiritual nature of extraterrestrial. Quote, of extraterrestrials. Quote, the space beings seem very concerned with the spreading of what has come to be known as New Age concepts. Huh. Now, I just found this quote in my research in the last 24 hours. And what have I been telling you? Satan is clearly laying the foundation with the rise of occultism, Gnosticism, the Wicca religion, the worship of nature, mysticism. And here we have an occultist saying, yeah, absolutely. The space beings, which we know are really what? Demons, are very concerned with the spreading of what has come to be known as New Age concept. Fresh methods of looking at metaphysics, universal laws, brotherhood, and even health and hygiene. The space beings appear definitely concerned with seeing that all humankind is united as one on this planet. United as one. Who's stopping the unity, by the way? Oh, the millions that are about to be removed, and they're ready to explain it away. Quote, contactees have been told that the space beings hope to guide Earth to a period of great unification, when all races will shun discriminatory separations and all of humanity will recognize its responsibility to every other life form existing on the planet. The space beings also seek to bring about a single, listen now, solidified government. The space beings, the demons, are calling for world government. Phone lines open, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team and we developed Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions while you're getting on line here. I'll wait for the first caller. Let me finish this quote. The space beings also seek to bring about a single solidified government, world government, folks. Again, this is more proof. If the demons posing as extraterrestrials are calling for dealing with the Christians, that they're the problem, redefining Jesus, that's a doctrine of demons, and world government, let me tell you something, the New World Order, it is a demonic, satanic system, and if it wasn't, then the demons wouldn't be promoting it. Which we will then, calling for this solidified government, which will conduct itself on spiritual principles and permit all of its citizens to grow constructively in love, end quote. And then we have, again, this alien Ashtar, quote, it's important that your world unite, for separated as it is now, it will eventually destroy itself. Unity is important. It's probable that this will not occur, in which case your planet will probably undergo another world war. Well, here we are. And of course, don't think for one moment that's not going to be used for massive deception, that what we really need to end all wars is for a technological savior. Remember, Babylon is described as the dwelling place of demons, the one world government headquarters. Finally, before we go to the phone lines, Jacques Vallée, for those who know who it is, but for those who don't, Jacques Vallée is one of the has been for decades and decades one of the leading authors and speakers on UFOs, who's gone from saying not extraterrestrial, interdimensional, of demonology. This is of demonology, of demons. He writes, quote, the UFO phenomenon represents a manifestation of a reality that transcends our current understanding of physics. The UFOs are physical manifestations that cannot be understood apart from their psychic and symbolic reality. What we see in effect here is not, listen now, not an alien invasion. It is a control system which acts on humans and uses humans, end quote. It's not an alien invasion. Many of these guys have said, nope, sorry, changing my position here. It's not extraterrestrials. It's of interdimensional. It's demonology. And it's a control system which acts on humans and uses humans. And now the humans in the Pentagon are being used to lay down the narrative. Christine, line one. Christine, thanks for calling in today, Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Brandon. And isn't it interesting how Tucker Carlson, who's so far, you know, into the conservative movement, and look at how on board he is with that, and he is always, always given that a platform. So it's going to be so, so easy.
Yeah, you're right. And to be honest with you, it was Tucker Carlson that made it so easy for me to come on the air and start talking about it, because he and the Pentagon and others are making it so mainstream now, right?
Yes, they are, sir. And I'm so glad you're on this topic, because I give out movies all the time showing about this deception. And I think people are going to start to, that's what we need to do. Just keep talking about this and show them, because they're going to get it. They're going to get it after this all happens.
Wow. Thank you. Let me give you a quote here. This is also by Jacques Vallée. Quote, I think the stage is set for the appearance of a new faiths centered on the UFO belief. Now, look, I have no reason to believe that Jacques Vallée is a Christian. If he is, praise the Lord. But unless that has happened in the last few years, I don't know that he's a self-professing Christian. But isn't it interesting that he has enough insight into this to know what is now, he thinks, demonology, and that this is setting the stage for a global religion? Quote, I think the stage is set for the appearance of new faiths centered on the UFO belief to a greater degree than all the phenomenon modern science is confronting. The UFO can inspire awe, the sense of the smallness of man, and an idea of the possibility of contact with the cosmic. The religions we have briefly surveyed began with the miraculous experiences of one person, but today there are thousands for whom the belief in otherworldly contact is based on intimate conviction drawn from what they regard as personal contact. So notice what he says, what they regard as personal contact with UFOs and their occupants, end quote. Even the UFO experts are saying this is going to be a global religious experiment for everybody. It's a command and control operation. It's brainwashing. It's a narrative. It's propaganda. And it is laying the foundation for the biggest global spiritual deception this world has ever seen. And Christine is right. I wasn't talking about UFOs hardly at all until Tucker Carlson started talking about it and others making it so mainstream that we're like, okay, well, I guess it's safe to talk about now. Let's go to Brad in Wisconsin, line four. Brad, thanks for calling in, Brad.
If you'd like to make a call.
Hello, Brad. All right, let's go to Richard in New Mexico, line two. Richard, thanks for calling in, Richard.
397.
Okay, are everybody doing that today? Are they all gone? Apparently they are. All right. Well, the deception is, the Bible says, going to be so great that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. Aren't you thankful that as a Christian and dwelt by the Holy Spirit, you do not have to worry that you are going to fall to this deception? That doesn't mean Christians can't be deceived in some way, in some manner. But Christians are not going to buy into another Jesus. They're just not. They're not. But a great global deception is coming. And can you imagine if they're able to shut us down as we go, kind of tie these stories together, shut down broadcasts like mine and others, make it so we don't reach as many people, how many believers and non-believers, and we have an awful lot of people that don't go to church, never went to church, were not raised in the Christian home, were raised in the Christian home, walked away from the church. We get emails from them all the time now. How are these people to understand what's happening unless there are folks out here doing the homework and the research and bringing them the biblical worldview content? And if the globalists, many of them who are under satanic command, wanting to spread the doctrines of cosmic humanism, the New Age, and don't want people like me. And by the way, my first little booklet was in 1990 on the New Age movement. 1990 was my first little booklet and seminar on the New Age movement. So I've been researching this and speak about this for a long time. And here are these so-called extraterrestrials, demons, saying through the people that are channeling them and writing, we want to spread the New Age doctrine. Well, who's opposing that New Age doctrine? We are. No wonder they want to shut us down. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.